Yeah, it's shocking, really, that the government doesn't support this vitally important service, and particularly as we come out of the lockdown now, and the services actually are in more and more demand, which is kind of worrying as well. And they do have a constant battle in terms of fundraising to provide the services. And I don't think at this day and age that a vital service like the Right Crisis Centre should have to fundraise to ensure that they can continue on and provide the services that are needed. But unfortunately, they do. And I will be bringing that up with the government to try and push to make sure that the funding is provided for them.
And I'm sure staff at the facility would like to primarily focus on delivering their services as opposed to those fundraising campaigns that they have to do so often.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not a good use of anybody's time to be continuously having to chase funding options and looking to see where they can actually avail of money, and their services will be far better spent assisting people who are in bad need of those services. And you know, ensuring that people can come out of what is a very traumatic experience and come out of it and lead a fuller life afterwards.